So I don't go to lunch very often. I just don't, based on this schedule, I guess, this shift. But I did yesterday, and I went to a really nice go-to place I go to relatively often when I do go to lunch, and that is Churchill's in Grosse Pointe. They're great stores. They've got three of them, I think, but I've been to the one in Birmingham, and the one in Grosse Pointe is close to where I live now, so I go there if I'm going to lunch. And Ernest from the Grosse Pointe location is kind enough to be donating the cigars for the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic coming up July 11th. You can go to paulwsmithgolf.com, get more information. Hope you can join us or at least participate in helping 55,000 kids a year through the four charities that we have. So Ernest is there. Then, of course, the grand poobah, Nash. Actually, Nash was there yesterday, probably just checking things out, making sure it was all good. I was meeting up with Craig Jones of Jones Engine LLC and hoping maybe WJR can work some magic for him and his business or businesses. And I hear, "Hey, man, how are you doing?" And I turn, and it's the one and only Todd Flood, the noted Detroit area attorney, who also has discovered Churchill's is a great place for a quick bite to eat, good food. And you, if you want to, you can smoke a cigar in there and all of that. And I go, "Todd, I'm going to see you Friday." And the reason I'm going to see Todd Friday is he's getting married Friday. And I didn't look, I'm the last to know virtually anything and everything, but you're marrying the rather famous, these are two famous people coming together, Heather Cataldo, that we watch on television.
I am blessed. I have the, I'm humbled, you know, to have her as my bride and wife, an amazing lady. So, yep, Friday, Paul W., we look to celebrate with you.
Yep, Kim and I will be there with bells on, which is not always awesome. Comfortable or easy, but we'll be there with bells on. All right, congratulations in advance for that, Todd. Now we have to talk about the dirty work of the day, and I will ask you about your thoughts on this horrific killing in Uvalde, Texas. 21 killed, but a mentally ill 18-year-old in body armor, but we'll get to that. But we have our own problems with what we went through, and you have some thoughts on the Oxford shooter's family who are claiming now they want to change a venue.
Yeah, so the mission is to get a fair trial, get a jury that can set aside biases and prejudice, that they're not so tainted and their minds so impregnated with the thoughts of, "I can't come to anything other than a guilty verdict, regardless of what you put forward." So you want to make sure you get a fair trial. It's a very high bar. We had it in the Bobby Ferguson and Kwame Kilpatrick case. We tried to get a change of venue there. You basically had to be living underneath a rock not to have an opinion or thoughts or see something in the press.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's such a high bar, and you have to attempt to pick a jury. So you put the veneer together, and however many jurors in this particular case, it's going to be massive. It'll be close to three panels, I would imagine, or two panels at least. And they're going to voir dire the jurors, prospective jurors, and see if they can set aside their biases and prejudices. I would imagine they're going to be able to impanel a jury. There's going to be the ability of putting 12 people in a box to allow them to sit and hear the case. I can't imagine them not attempting and the judge just passing this over to get to a different venue. That's not going to happen that way. So I don't see it changing. I see the attempts, but I think you'll put 12 impartial people into a jury box and let them decide the case.
You can understand why they would say this, but I don't know where you'd go to not find people who've heard all about this case or any of these cases, including now they won't have to have a trial because the perpetrator is already dead. But you can see why these people would want to try to do whatever they could. I guess their lawyer is just doing what a good lawyer does. Meanwhile,
that's right.
Talk to us about the Texas shooting. We're grasping at straws here. We can't come up with one answer because I don't think there is one answer. There's several things that are contributing to the problems in our society. I want to hear Todd Flood's take on this.
mental illness, polarization, extremisms, social media wrapped all into one. It's just so ugly. It's hard to put your mind around these acts, and it happens perpetually every year, it seems, and more often. And you can't put your mind around the slaughter that took place and the savage acts by these sick people to take children, innocent children, that are going to not have the ability to have weddings and children themselves. You know, you can't put yourself around that and grasp it. We need to have, back in the days, we need to have the clinics where you could get psychiatric evaluations and make sure that people were properly treated and housed, and we didn't turn these people on the streets that have these illnesses or sicknesses. And we, you know, let's face it, Paul W., every time you turn something on, you get some extreme view and you can paint the mind of someone else, and they, I don't know, I don't have an answer other than this is insanely ugly, and our hearts are going to be a long time from healing. We have it in our backyard. We have it obviously now in Texas, and multiple times a year.
Yep.
Just sad. So we need the clinics, we need the doctors, and we need to figure out a way to make it so mental health is properly treated.
Right, you are. Todd Flood, Detroit area attorney and soon to be groom this Friday, marrying Heather Catala. We'll see you Friday. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Paul W. Be well.
Heading towards 7:30.